your first impression of Kyle, the Zuleta, the quarterback, what, compared to where Davis Webb was maybe last year at this time?
I don't really compare him, but he seems to be getting the offense down pretty well, and then he's been making the throws. I think it's hard for young guys coming in. Everything's new for him, so he's handled it really well. I haven't gotten any reps with him, but I've just been watching him. That's kind of what I've seen.
Sterling, your reaction to the national anthem policy the NFL created?
Yeah, we haven't talked about it as a team yet, so I don't really want to comment on it until we do so.
Taking a look at your rookie, Saquon Barkley, just from your own eyes, your experience in the league, what do you make of him?
Really explosive. If you look at his legs, it's like tree trunks, so I could imagine how hard it is to tackle that guy. It's definitely a great piece to add to the puzzle.
In terms of his confidence and presence on the field, we're obviously standing here on this porch, but he looks like he's been playing in the NFL a lot longer than just 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, even the way that he handles himself, I mean, he comes into every huddle, dapping everybody up and just trying to get us going. So that's not really what you see at from a rookie. But he's been doing a great job out here learning the schemes and, bringing the energy.
What were your thoughts when Baker went number one overall?
I was pretty excited for him. I mean, that guy's worked his tail off. He's a great competitor, and he deserves it. So,
have you guys stayed in touch? Like,
oh yeah, of course. I mean, we tried to. It's a little difficult, especially for him. He had a lot of stuff he had to do right when he got out of college, Senior Bowl, all the things that he had to do. So it's kind of difficult, but we got together a little bit.
Crazy to think he was a walk-on at one point.
It is crazy. I said that day one when I saw him coming to the facility at Oklahoma. I was like, how is this guy a walk-on? But, he always has that chip on his shoulder, and he's carried it the whole way, and I don't see it changing. So,
you guys are learning a new, different offense here with your head coach. How would you describe sort of his leadership so far, how he's been helping you guys sort of install this new look?
Yeah, I mean, very relaxed coach, laid back. He's come in and implemented this offense, and we just kind of been rolling with him. I mean, we're going to have his back all the way.
What's the most obvious thing that's different about it?
It's different? I mean, we're in the huddle. That's like the number one thing. I haven't been in the huddle since I've been in the NFL. Well, even in college, I wasn't in the huddle. So that's a little different for me. But it's looking good so far.
Odell wasn't here today, but he has been here for other voluntary practices and everything. What's it mean when he's here in the building on the field with you guys?
Like I said before, I mean, you notice a difference when he's here. He's one of those guys that has always got a bubbly personality, always making everybody laugh. So we love him here, but, he does everything as well. So.
How much have you been doing more on the outside?
I've been doing a lot on the outside. Yeah.
You did mostly almost all inside, right? Like the last couple of years, fair to say?
Yeah, I would say. But in this offense, you kind of have to learn every single piece because you can be moved around, and then when we're going fast, you just pretty much line up anywhere. So you have to know everything. You have to be able to run routes from the inside and outside. So,
Pat's used a lot more two backs or two tight ends than you certainly used the last couple of years. Have you noticed that? Is that something you noticed at practice or...?
Not really. I just kind of get out there and have to know my assignment. I don't really pay attention to it as much.
What do you say when people describe you as, oh, he's a slot receiver?
That's been that way since college. But I feel like I've proven that I can play outside and, just try to handle my business, go every day. I know that I can play outside and we'll soon see.
As frustrating as last year was for all the things that went wrong, is that one of the things that you think you proved down to the end of the season, that you were able to show that you can play on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, with the guys going down, I was able to get an opportunity to play outside a little bit more. And for the most part, I feel like I executed it. I'm looking forward to being out there and maybe getting more looks.
Are you curious as to how the ball will be shared? If you guys have all your plate, you're out there and Odell's here and Saquon's out there and Ingram, are you interested in just saying, I wonder how this is all going to come together?
No, as long as we're winning games, I don't really care how it comes together. I just don't want to have another season like last year. So whoever gets the ball, I know that you can trust in them to make big plays. So I'm happy about that.